But the question on unlearning and the question on judging, I think is, it's a big one for all of us, right? We all tend to judge people quite quickly. And we've talked here about how, well, we talked here, and we also talked in Goa, Susie, about how a lot of the judging we do depends on the plane of consciousness in which we're currently operating, right? Like if I'm on the physical plane, the Anamaya Kosha, or even the second chakra, then how I'm judging people is going to be based mostly on their physical form, right? I'm noticing their body hair and their hair color and so on, and I'm going to judge, right? Ooh, this person is attractive, or this person is a threat, or this person must be lazy, right? But from a different plane of consciousness, the astral plane, maybe the physical stuff fades to the background, and I'm seeing, oh, this person is an Aries, right? Well, this person seems to act like a Scorpio. Or on a different plane, this person is rude. This person is a control freak. This person is a sociopath, right? And I only remind you of all that to say, first of all, whatever judgment you come up with just has a lot to do with whatever eyes you're wearing in that moment. You guys with me so far? When you're meeting people, you're subconsciously trying to categorize them, to understand them. And you're trying to understand them and contextualize them in the terms of your past experience and your heart and your physical body and your mental memory and your astral body and so on, right? And so your reaction to other people is just as much about your story as it is about theirs. You know? You're seeing them as to how they relate to your shopping list. Will this person be a respectful lover? Will this person be a trustworthy coworker? Will this person be a loyal friend? And, we could make a hypothesis which says, an awakened person would be able to give everyone a fair chance, like judgment-free. An awakened person could talk to anyone, regardless of color, regardless of sex, regardless of social status or religion or hair color or star sign or mental disposition or karma of past lives. Like an awakened person could give every single person a fair deal and a completely open heart. And maybe that hypothesis could even say an awakened person wouldn't judge. And I'm just not sure that's how it goes. Like I'd like to think that an awakened person would give everyone a fair chance, but that doesn't mean that they wouldn't take into account someone's history, someone's social status, someone's pranamaya kosha, someone's energetic field. It's like I don't think that awakened people are judgment-free. I just like to think that they would judge more fairly, right? They would take all of that information into account. Because, if you think about it, like what does the third sutra say? You mentioned the first sutra. The third sutra says once we reach Nirodha, once we calm the fluctuating mind, we will what? We will see the world as it really is. We'll see the world as it really is. And what does that look like? Is it a bunch of, astral unicorns all nuzzling each other in clouds of glitter? No. It's just as complex and intricate as what you're looking at right now, wherever you're looking. Open your eyes for a second and look around. I mean, your eyes are being flooded with color. And depending on your mood, you may be seeing beauty, you may be seeing depression, you may be seeing diversity, you may be seeing monochrome. Right? So what you see includes all of the beauty, it includes all of the universal oneness, and it also includes all of the crime and sadness and depression and darkness, right? So, if you were able to see all that, and see how linked up it is, see how interconnected we are, and at the same time, how tragically separate we feel, then maybe if that was what you were seeing, maybe you would be able to judge lovingly, right? You'd be able to judge with love. Maybe you'd be able to see this person in front of you. You'd see their physical form. You'd see their mental body, their astral body. You'd see their soul. You'd see yourself in them. You'd see the void between the two of you disappear and so on, right? Like all the koshas. And then when the person says, would you like to work together with me on this project? You can say, no, thank you. Right? Because maybe you take into account all the levels, all the planes of consciousness, and you can make a fair decision. That doesn't mean saying yes all the time. Right? It's like just because you're a yogi doesn't mean you can't say no. Right? It doesn't mean you can't protect yourself. Are you guys still with me? Yeah, Morgan's chiming in. She says, I like that. Right? I mean, think about your asana practice, yogis. Right? Like, what do you do when you're deep in a pose and your back starts to give you a little warning? Your back starts to say, like, this is starting to feel a little dangerous. What do you do? Do you hang out there and do you linger and do you press deeper into the experience? No, you get the heck out of the pose. Right? You judge. You're in the pose and some part of you says, whoa, this doesn't feel safe right now. I better come out and approach this in a different way. Right? It's like when you have knee pain in Virasana, right? You sit up a little taller and you back off. So you guys with me? I mean, it's a nice idea to say, I won't judge, or yogis don't judge, you know, we learn non-judgment, right? It's a nice idea, but the philosophy, you know, out of context, that philosophy might mislead us. You know, it's not wrong to judge. The sutras don't actually tell us not to judge. They just tell us that a lot of the time we're judging poorly, right? Our lens is cloudy. And the information that we're using to judge is likely to be misleading. We're wrong just as often as we're right. So, you know, the question starts to become, how do I navigate? And I liked the word she chose, right? She said, how do I navigate? The question starts to become, how do I navigate this world without overprotecting myself, right? How do I evolve towards Nirodha, towards Samadhi, right? How do I evolve in that direction without armoring my heart along the way? And that's a meatier one that I definitely want to get into. And again, I'm going to have to tease you guys until maybe next week or so, because, part of that practice of evolving without armoring the heart is finding methodical, practical ways to make that evolution help us see more clearly. And again, we're starting to get close to Agnya chakra again, right? How can I see more clearly? What must I do to be able to recognize all the information that's in front of me? Because that alarm bell that Susie's talking about, all of us have heard that alarm bell, right? You know, when you meet somebody and you're just like, I don't know. This person's giving me a little warning. Okay? And of course, the alarm bell could be right, it could be wrong, but it's there, right? So maybe on some level, that's a piece of your intuition. Maybe that's a piece of you listening on a frequency which is different from your intellect. I say don't ignore that, but you've got to keep listening. You've got to listen for more information. Where's that judgment coming from?